Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a penny and a half, July wheat down 6 cents, July beans down 9¾ cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 13 ticks, crude oil down 37 cents a barrel, metals just a little bit higher. The beans opened up, tried to rally in the first few minutes, and then they busted 16 cents, almost straight down. I don't think I'd ever seen a lower rating on a 5-minute relative strength index value as long as I've been trading. It just went straight down. We did recover about 6 cents and then broke again late. We took out the double bottom on the charts at 952 on the weekly charts. I thought that was going to be pretty good support there. We went through it like a hot knife through butter. Very disappointing action in here. I still maintain that the carryouts are small enough now that they're going to be very sensitive to any production losses. There's nothing that tells us there's going to be any production losses, but if there should be a hot, dry July, hot, dry August, then we've got something to talk about. Now, we have to keep in mind that even if it is hot and dry in July and August, it's got to be severe, because with the moisture they've had in the month of June, plus the much better genetics, they are designed, corn and beans are designed to withstand heat and dryness out here. So it's going to have to be extreme in order to get reductions in yields. But if we do get under trendline yield, then we've got a story to talk about. If we could get a story out of China where we've settled the trade agreements, if we could get something out of NAFTA. But in the meantime, the beans, I don't think, could look worse. I would say we'd got some support in the beans at 934, somewhere in that range. But it's pretty disheartening, the action last night. I'm hoping that we can see some kind of rebound. I didn't see any reason for the beans to make that break last night. Somebody wanted out. It looked like, you know, just some kind of panic selling. We did sell 177,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That's most likely China. So it's the first time we've seen China or somebody in the bean market here, which is helpful. I look at the Russian crops, the Australian crop, the American crop. I have no idea where the government is increasing hard winter wheat estimates out here. The guys in Oklahoma say they've got half of what they thought. Kansas is in bad shape. I just can't believe these numbers that the government is giving us. But it is what it is, and those are the numbers we've got to trade. Hopefully we can see some kind of rebound in these bean prices today, maybe back over 52. Maybe this is just a head fake to the downside. Let's hope so. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.